Those were the Afghan Whigs with My World is Empty Without You, Babe. I don't know, the babe's not actually in the title.
Babe's but, optional.
Optional babe. Babe optional.
Yeah, you got to get a converter.
I'd like to throw the extra money down, and I'm going to go ahead and get the babe option. Right. Thanks, appreciate that.
So you got a prototype from 1943 here.
Prototype. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Okay,
let's go. I'm a collector.
From the What Channels Like EP.
You know, it's really hella nice those guys to like us so much.
Really nice. A tribute and homage, if you will.
Hold on, and I mean,
put such good songs.
That's really it, a good song.
Yeah.
I believe that one's for you, right? That one's for you. Mm-hmm. My life is empty, because Dooley really feels that his life is empty without you.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Yeah. Did you see the two of those guys together? Inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
Inseparable.
Little Girl Blue, of course, refers to Eric's predilection for little girls in blue. Mr. Super Love, Mr. Lawrence Welk.
Of course.
Yes. And Dark End of the Street. Where else are you going to find Matt Trupia?
I'm at the dark end of the street, man. It's just the way it is.
Over there, hanging out. Ain't nothing.
See, when I first heard that, I thought that was about you being the dark and brooding one.
Mm-hmm.
But really, he kind of inverts your expectations in the lyrics on that one, and it's really talking about the deep black funk of my soul.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like little girls.
That's not what the deposition said.
If you, but you know, if you could see the metaphors and.
Yeah,
in those lyrics, though, oh, you really are striking like a little girl.
Strike? What did you just say?
You strike a lot of little girls. I said you're striking.
I like to hit them.
You're strikingly like a little girl in the metaphor that Dooley wrote for you.
What Channels Like on WEFT 90.1 FM. Little segment right about now.
Was that a legal ID?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it had all the required elements. I fought the
law. In the right proportion?
And gave it a legal ID.
Does that work as two, like, if you have to have two forms of legal ID?
If you just WEFT 90.1 FM, yeah, that'll serve. And the other, just show them a tattoo you've got.
It says mother.
It's got my name and my mom's name, because I love my mama. Not in that way. Little segment right about now where we deal with such things. Champagne Urbana is a big mass of oozing, festering problems. And
we act as the salve, if you will.
The rub it on
the unguent.
Squirt, squirt.
Squirt, squirt. Ooh. Bye-bye bacteria. Bye germs, bye problems. We're the troubleshooters for Champagne Urbana and East Central Illinois, if you will.
Yeah, if you got late problems, you can give us to him at 359-9338.
And Eric will duck down and discreetly answer your phone call.
Hello.
What may seem like hushed and annoyed tones, but are actually very grateful
Excuse me, are you there? No.
I mean, because some problems are emergencies.
I don't even know that guy.
And you don't, you know, you can't time when you need to tell somebody about them.
Little segment called...
Free advice is better than no advice with such a damn ungrateful mouth.
If you got a problem, we'll solve it.
Back in Nam, days seemed like nights, and then nights, well, they seemed like melted Sundays. The hot fudge being the crickets, and the sprinkles being... the trees.
Tom, if you would move along, please.
The trees didn't even exist because they were like purple haze and in my mind.
Tom.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky. I wrote those lyrics originally. Originally, I was the one that wrote those. In the trenches, I wrote them. Hendrix, my, you know, ass. And forget it. You wouldn't understand. You're just new. You're born. You're green. Why don't you just go back, huh? Go back to your office and check out the hooks, huh? While my DJ revolves them.
Guys, Sergeant Pepper's warm.
How do you advise column? It was our first call. Our first call was from a man, and fill in any details if we need them. From a man who wanted to hear some old Police.
You want to hear some old Police? Thought that I was an Eric that he knew.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's got two problems.
He's got a double problem. It seems like he was trying to get in contact with his old buddy Eric.
Yeah.
In order to kick out the old school police champs.
Okay.
And I don't know which is, you know, it really sounded to me in his voice that this was, the police thing was more of a cover, a reason to call Eric, you know, like when you're in high school and you really like that girl and you gotta find a good reason to call her. It sounded like this guy was going through, you know, much the same thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we've kind of got a twofold problem here.
Okay, so.
Possibility of many more problems, depending on the elaborate ruse he's trying to create, you know.
And whether the record's scratched or not.
Yeah.
So do you guys have any ideas on how to help this poor man? Well.
Well, I got an idea. Can I go?
Oh, yeah, please go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's clear to me that this guy is Sting. And, abandoned by his fans, called soft, hard up for some exposure, popularity, a resurgence in economical status, and creative appreciation. Sting has been calling lots of local radio stations, trying to get people to play Old Police, because it will rekindle an interest in what Sting is doing now, and then they'll go to the store and find out that, hey, he just came out with a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Little do they know, they've been hearing it in doctor's offices across the country already. So, really not cool, Sting. We see through your game. We see the little static you're trying to run on us, and we're a little too sophisticated. You kind of misdialed, or maybe you didn't misdial, you know, but this was a little too pathetic, because, you know, if you want people to just listen to your music, then try writing some good songs nowadays, and, you know? But if not, then... You know, go back to your basement and throw back some shots at Jägermeister with Phil Collins where you belong. The other musicians who are waning and continue to make irrelevant music.
See, I'm going to go a slightly different direction on this, although something I think is kind of compatible with your approach, and suggest that this man may be a member of a cult which died out around the mid-80s, but, you know, no cult ever truly dies out, so as long as its secrets are out there, it's still got some adherents, and I'm, of course, talking about a cult of people who are fanatic worshippers who practice idolatry in the name of police drummer Stuart Copeland.
I didn't think you were going to bring this up in the air, man, because it's such a heated debate right
well,
now.
Well, I'm willing to blow it wide open here, because, you know, it was really, really, you know, very secretive for a while. You know, nobody out there, people in the mainstream world didn't think, you know, that people worshipped
the man. We were given that information on the down low, man. You know that.
Well, it's time to blow the covers off, you know. Every once in a while, you would see in the mid-80s, you'd see somebody staring in a strange way off towards the back, you know, the reggae-inflected, syncopated rhythms of Stuart Copeland just looking in fascination. You never really know why, never really know the undercurrents of society that was indicating. And I think it's time to blow that open. This may be one of those last remaining adherents. And so I want to recommend, this is more advice for Champagne Urbana than it is for this guy, because this guy's the dangerous one. This guy's the one who's practicing idolatry of drummers out there. Want to recommend to everyone that you wear garlic around your neck, because ironically it's the exact same approach.
Yeah, they were actually running out of weaknesses when they had to sign up for their weaknesses for the cult. So they had to kind of double up, and they got the same one as the vampires.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they blew a lot of their points early on in the creation of the cult, you know, with the uniqueness thing. They really spent a lot of points on secrecy, and, you know, they kind of had to take a pretty mainstream weakness as a result.
Now, see, I'm going to go yet another semi-compatible, yet different route and say that I think that perhaps it was Don Was of 80 Super Was, not Was. Looking for his brother Eric Was, who played cowbell in Was Not Was, and we all know the feud of almost mythic proportions that existed between Was Not Was and the Police.